Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know it works. I've got three situations. All you have to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. Still love this game, you know. So, Chappers won yesterday. So 1-0 so far to you this week. Come on, Becky, what's going on?
I'm just having a bad week.
Have you made a scoreboard yet?
What?
Have you made a scoreboard yet?
Someone actually made one for me. I can't remember their name. I'll look that up in a minute. But thank you very much for that.
One of your people?
No, just one of our listeners.
Oh, right.
But I've not had time to actually print it off yet.
There's that one that you made for the internet, which you haven't published yet.
Right.
You know, the one that you spent hours coding.
Oh, that one, yeah.
You haven't got around to putting it up yet.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Me bad.
What, that you spent hours coding?
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right. Time for the question that everyone is talking about today. What do you think the big talking point is in the UK today?
Oh.
Big talking point.
Big talking point. Something to do with the budget.
The weather.
The economy.
Credit crunch.
Right, this is where we send Gemma from our office out onto the streets to ask the questions that matter. She's our very own hard-hitting reporter. Here is today's question.
Daddy or chips?
That's right.
It's what matters.
Daddy or chips is today's hard-hitting question. We asked 13 members of the great British public.
13?
Yeah. The question, daddy or chips? Ponder this, if you will. How many of them preferred chips to their own father? Chappers.
I'm going to go 9.
9 out of 13.
That's quite high. Are you thinking about Ben's personal experience?
Yeah, definitely.
3.
Becky's saying 3.
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
It's today's big question. Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips?
Chips, obviously. Daddy's weird.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Oh, it's got to be chips.
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Why?
Because I own a chip shop.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy.
Why?
Daddy or chips?
Chips.
Daddy or chips?
Daddy or chips? What are you doing, daddy or chips? What kind of stupid question is that?
Daddy or chips?
Daddy, because I love my daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips. Because I'm hungry.
Daddy or chips?
What do you mean? What's the question? Like, my dad or eating chips? Daddy or chips? Daddy.
Daddy or chips?
Chips. Because mayonnaise are lovely.
Okay. Don't, Becky. Don't say anything. Now, were you writing down the score there, or were you just noting down all the ones that said daddy?
Writing down the score,
okay.
Why?
Nothing, because I know you like to be called daddy.
Yeah, daddy loves that. What?
So wrong,
horrible,
Scott.
Isn't it? You love it, though.
No, I love chips. Chips, chips and more chips.
You love daddy.
Only chips.
Right, I'm grossing myself out. One person thought it was a stupid question.
Yeah.
4 people said daddy. Yeah. 8 people said chips.
Bring it on.
Gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know Martin Lewis off of Money Saving?
Yes.
On the Joe Wiley Show with Sarah Cox. He was on today offering some money saving advice. He was on for 20 whole minutes, Martin Lewis. In that time, how many times do you think he mentioned money? Chappers.
In the 20 minutes he was on, 40.
40 times?
Yeah.
Becky?
15.
15 times. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's money-saving expert Martin Lewis talking about the thing he knows about most, money.
It's one day you don't need to spend money on it. Money. You don't need to spend lots of money on them. If you haven't got much money. If they will accept your money. Money. Cheapest way to borrow money. It's a rich
man's world. Five times? That's not very much.
Is that it? Five?
Did you just do that just so that you could play ABBA?
Yes.
Was that the whole point of that question?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. I've been trying to work that one in for a while. You'd think he'd talk about it more, wouldn't you? Seeing as that's what he kind of does.
Yeah. I also like the fact you had to look at the one that doesn't speak to find out how many times he mentioned money, even though it was only five.
I was too busy enjoying
ABBA. You're too busy dancing.
That should be his theme tune if it isn't already. They should play that on the show when he comes on. There he is, money-saving expert, Martin Lewis.
Is that your Sarah Cox impression?
Yeah. Not really. Hi, Sarah. I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills. There he is.
They might cut it
down. Can I play it all?
Do you think they just come in at the chorus? They play the whole verse. Just, oh, right. You take a long time to walk from the door to his chair and put his headphones on.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay, 1 point each.
Yes.
What's next? How many trains left Waterloo is it this afternoon between 2 and 4?
You know,
I dread to think what Dancing Queen's going to be.
You know, University Challenge.
Yeah.
As we were discussing earlier, it is the most impossible quiz on television. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, you do watch it, even though you know none of the answers. Here's my question to you. How do you think Westwood would get on University Challenge?
Hey?
Westwood.
Yeah?
If he was on University Challenge, how would he do?
Probably better than us.
I know that he went to the University of Life and the School of Hard Knocks, but how much of his education do you think he still remembers? Becky?
I think...
Well, hang on. What?
He's a man of the world. How many questions
would he get right? Sorry. Out of five from last night's University Challenge?
One.
Becky's saying one.
It was quite hard last night.
It's always hard.
I'm going to go two.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Westwood on University Challenge.
University Challenge. Asking the questions, Jeremy Paxman.
OK, you all know the rules by now. Fingers on the buzzers, here's your first starter for 10. Which hotel on London's Park Lane occupies the site of a mansion built in the 1850s, constructed for George Holford, itself on the site of a former mansion, the residence of the earls from whom it takes its name?
Man, I know this. I think the answer is... the Savoy.
It's the Dorchester.
What musical form takes its name from an Italian word meaning evening song and was traditionally performed in the open air, an example being that sung by a lover under his beloved's window?
I know this one is so easy. It's obvious. Something I play on my show. It's a sonnet.
Serenade.
Oh! It began with S!
Described as the world's largest and most complex scientific instrument, the LHC lies 100 metres beneath the Franco-Swiss border near Geneva. For what do the letters LHC stand?
LHC stands for... lightning... no, lighting... hydrochronic... composure.
Large Hadron Collider.
I knew that.
Described as the world's largest and most complex scientific instrument.
Okay, I know that one.
Yeah, I know.
I know that one.
Hang on.
Let's have it, please. A term meaning the technology that allows telephone calls to be made over computer networks, converting analog voice signals into digital data packets and back again at the other end. What precisely is the meaning of the acronym VOIP? V-O-I-P.
V-O-I-P stands for Voice Activated Internet Phone Calls!
Voice over Internet Protocol.
Oh, so close! 1 point.
really.
10 points for this starter question. A gastropod, ooh, Paula Radcliffe, a yard, Anton Deck when viewed as a single entity, a classic typist chair, Canova's sculpture of the Graces, and a heptameter form a series in which each term has, compared to the previous term, one more what?
One more chance before your career's over. A foot. I don't get that one.
That was Westwood on University Challenge. That was good, wasn't it?
Where was that dog coming from?
That was him.
Was that you or him?
No, he was panting. Yeah. I don't know why.
Did you not ask him why he's panting?
No, I just went with
it. Why are you panting like a dog, Tim?
No, I just went with it.
I've never heard him do that on his show.
I know. Maybe you can introduce that. So, Chappa said two questions. Becky said one. So Becky gets the point. Yay! And wins today's. Oh, what's occurring? Let us know how you did on 81199. Radio 1. Scott Mills.